Everyone, welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Happy show, everybody. So you told me when we said our quick hello that we have three people in the queue. So I think we'll start the show with taking some calls.
Okay. I also want to say belated birthday wishes to you.
Your birthday
was on Thursday, and we did our show without you. You were super busy that day, but you were missed, and I'm sure a lot of people can also wish you a birthday wish as well today. So,
thank
we're
you.
Glad you're
the
back.
Show was good. I enjoyed listening to it. I did hear it, and I was chuckling because when the two of you get together, you have like your own secret language. And it's just fun to be an audience member. So, yes, thank you for all the kind wishes. And I have to tell you, the birthday celebration was pretty non-existent, which by my choice, actually. So we can we're going to spend the rest of the year celebrating my damn birthday because I haven't celebrated it yet. Yes. But thank you so much. And we will pick up the thread. We will continue to pick up the thread. But I love you. I appreciate it. And let's take some calls.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Area code 917. Hello. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes. Good morning. Happy Sunday. It's Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm fine. On my way to church, but I just wanted to get a message.
Sure. Okay. So
thank you.
Uh-huh. Stand by and ready when you guys are.
Okay. I'm ready. Thank you.
And the number for this is 273. Oh, this is perfect. Depression is as much of a myth as original sin. Nurture yourself in ways to recalibrate your vibration. Lighten your load. What I'm getting, Tina, is that you're, and I can really relate to this as well energetically, that your days of being all things to all people are coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is seeing that difference, feeling and living through that contrast in ways, in such intense, profound ways that you know with such clarity and conviction in your heart and your soul that you're not playing that anymore. Because it's all an illusion and it's not for you to take on. So it's really time to take care of yourself in a way to bring you back to you.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting.
Yes, I agree.
Perfect. 273.
Well, that whole message hinges on that number seven being in the middle. And the seven is that introspective self-love spiritual work that you do. And it's very focused. It doesn't get distracted by all the outside stuff. But it's of a higher vibration, and that's part of that message was, you know, nurture yourself in ways to recalibrate your vibration. So even by taking some time just for you, that helps that for that space to recalibrate. So whether it's, you know, prayer or meditation or just sitting still, you know, just marking off that time and that space for yourself is going to do wonders. Now, the whole sequence is 273. So you're doing this inner work, the two leads into that, meaning, you know, we're always going to be in partnership or in collaboration and cooperation with somebody else or something else. So this too just says, this is, you know, we're, this is how our lives are structured. You're never, even though you, you know, you get space, you're never really alone, right? So this is just an understanding, the acknowledgement that not only are you never isolated, but you, that can also, that understanding can help you work with that energy or that understanding. So you don't have to put up walls to get your space, you know? You don't have to shut people off or kick them away to get your space. A lot, it's a state of being. So there are ways of working that energy so that it doesn't have to be so contentious or you have to, like, fight to just get your space. You can have this being about yourself that goes with the natural flow of how your life works. So after when you're, if you're doing exercises, you do a warm up, you do your exercise, then you do a cool down, and there's a natural progression. Your body will engage, your mind will engage in a certain way because you know this is how this has to work. So if you were to ignore a portion of that, you know, you'll feel it. If you ignore a cool down and you just keep going, you're going to feel that a lot sooner. So it's just getting everything in alignment, having your mind work with your body and your soul to follow the natural flow. And a lot of times in our world, we want everything to be on, you have to be available 24/7 and you almost have to be on all the time. That's like the burden we put on ourselves. But this seven reminds us, yes, we're working with other people, but we also have ourselves to work with too. So when you do your inner work and you take your time and you recalibrate, on the other side of that seven is a three. And the three then is also about connection and expression and sharing that energy. But here's the catch. You have to have energy to share it. And if you don't have that energy for yourself, why would you share it? You couldn't. You could say you want to, but you feel even more depleted because now your mind is engaged in trying to do something that your body can't handle. Your body's like, well, we're not going to do it. And so your mind creates all these other issues. Now you're not good enough. Now I'm disappointing everybody else. And you're still not giving yourself the time. So it all works together, but you know, you can't think it all the way through. You have to engage, you know, your full self in this adventure of following what needs to happen and knowing what's right for you. And a lot of that starts with going inside, and that recalibration is like, it's all the different parts of you, not just oh, all right, I feel a little bit better. But if your mind is still going, you haven't really rested your mind either. Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? So all of that flows together for this.
Amen.
For this message and for whatever's going on.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear from you. And we're going to go on to our next caller. But that's good. And download the show because it would be worth it for you to hear the guidance again. So you can really receive it, Tina. But yeah, you're turning the corner. You really are.
Thank you.
All right, bye, darling.
Wow.
Take care.
Yeah, that was deep. That was good. I needed to hear that. I'm like, check. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. She's talking to me, and she's talking to me again, and that's for me too. Amen.
This is going in line with a conversation I had with a good friend of mine yesterday, last night, early after I had some things to do, and it was someone I hadn't seen in a while, and it's sort of, she's the same way. She's a fantastic person, super competent, has a lot of responsibility. For the most part, she takes it in stride, but I think she's starting to feel it, you know, and she's in her early 40s. I think a lot of people who are getting older are feeling that, like, and thinking in terms of, oh, I'm old now. But I think this, I love the phrase, I mean, that word recalibration, I mean, you use it quite a bit, and I don't think we really take that into account, that when shifting and stuff like that happens, we do have to recalibrate.
Right.
And we don't. And so she's been, you know, kind of in a depressed mode. She's been kicking herself and beating herself up because she feels like she's letting so many things drop. It was heavy. I mean, she had texted me kind of on the fly yesterday, and I had stuff to do. I think I had to call her back when I was finally done.
Right.
And she said, you know, she's like, it's just so good to hear your voice. And her husband's in the background saying, you know, you guys should get coffee or something. Or, you know, I think I said, well, what do you want to, do you have a moment now?
He needs to talk to you.
And she's like, well, we kind of have plans, like, but it's not for another hour and a half. I'm like, well, yeah, we can totally do that. No problem. So I ended up joining them for dinner with some of, you know, their neighborhood friends that I actually knew too. So it ended up being great. But we had that time. You know, we had that time, and I think it's a heavy feeling that a lot of us are going through
because we're trying
to reconcile what we have been conditioned to do and how to respond.
Yep.
But still, never really fully taking that time. So and I know you never have time to take a vacation. You rarely do.
I don't have time for a birthday. I mean, that's how pathetic it is.
I know.
Ridiculous.
And when you do carve out that time, it's still on you to coordinate it, you know. So
forget about it. Right.
Yeah. So I get it, and that's why when that message came up, I'm like, wow, it's that was pretty appropriate.
Yep.
So there's a lot of gentleness involved because I think we do a pretty good job every day of kicking ourselves or beating ourselves up.
Right.
And that's not really working out any better. Some people get motivated for a little bit, but for long periods of time, you know, that beating down is basically that it's a beating down, and you're not going to, you know, just not in the whole scheme of things like that, that kind of works against you because then you're not even on your own side.
Exactly.
You're not even on your own side.
Not even an army of one, an army of none.
It's a hard one.
Yes, so that's great that she had you. She had your support, and yeah, it's a reckoning. It really is. I don't know when I'm going to get to the channeled message because I know we have callers in the queue, but I know the channeled message is going to address this profound condition because it's not just isolated. This is on a mass level of just, you know, the camel, you know, the camel's back is far from broken. That camel's on life support and half of the plug is out. You know, that camel's down.
Right.
Forget the back. Camel is down.
Right.
So let's take the next call.
Okay. Hello. Good morning.
Call
hello.
Is this?
Good morning.
What's your name?
This is Akanksha.
I'm sorry?
Hi, I'm Akanksha speaking.
Hi, how are you? Are you first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. So I'm just going to ask you for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. And what's on your mind today? What do you need? What's going on?
I'm looking for a career shift to another country. I'm from India.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really heard on it yet, so I was hoping if there was some guidance on how I should proceed with it.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm going to have you, what we do on this show is we have our callers pick a message. So what you're going to do is you're going to hear some music and just take a few seconds, about 10 seconds, and please say the word pick, but please say it out loud, and then I can tell you the message that you picked for yourself. That will give you some guidance and maybe some insight to your issue, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so stand by, wait for the music, and say the word pick. All right, I'm ready.
Pick.
Okay, well, she's up there already. Good. All right. And the other thing I want to say is before I read the message that you picked for yourself, why am I getting the image of tunnels or pipes? I'm getting a very, like, industrial kind of imagery. Why is that? Does any of that make sense?
Pipes.
like pipes or tunnels or bridges, just it seems things that we that are part of infrastructure. Why am I get, do you have to go, do you have to get to this other place, do you have to go through a tunnel or a bridge of some kind?
It's another country, so not sure.
It's another country, right. Or maybe the industry there has to do with that. I don't know why I got like, or how you're going to travel there. Are you going to travel by plane? I'm not getting that you are, but you tell me.
I haven't really finalized it yet because I haven't really heard from them yet.
Okay, so for whatever reason, explore other ways of getting there, not by plane. And I don't know why I'm saying that, but it's coming in, so I'm sharing that with you.
Okay.
Because I feel that you could go there not by plane, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I did pick up on that, because if you were going to the United States, you'd have to take a plane. But I felt that you were going to a place that you could go there not by plane. So you confirmed that. So that, and who knows why I got that visual. So it might be a clue into your situation, finding alternative ways to get there. But this is also telling me that you are going to get there. So that's interesting, right?
Yes.
That is interesting. And this is your message. The number for this, Elisa, is 172. Mm-hmm. And here's the message that you picked. Everyone awakens at their own pace and chooses to be open or not. Do not fear the outside world. Embrace it as your classroom. So this is a period of learning for you and being an adult and taking major responsibilities and maybe dealing with some issues of fear, you know, going to a new place that can create some anxiety and fear. I'm going to read the message again. Everyone awakens at their own pace and chooses to be open or not. Do not fear the outside world. Embrace it as your classroom. 172.
Wow. With the number sequence, again, we see that number 7 in the middle, just like our previous caller and the message that she picked. So, again, this inner work is important. Like your main question, you know, like you're like, you know, I'm just trying to get some guidance, and so your best guidance really is going to come from within, and it's making sense of some of the signs, or just some of the answers that may come as an option for you from the outside or from the inside. But you have to kind of reconcile what's inside of you to where you want to go. The one and the two, so the one, the sequence is 172. I mean, the one is you, and the one is also your intention of what you want to do. And you take all that and you go within yourself and really work through what the priorities are for you. This is probably one move in a series of smaller moves, like to make it happen. And then also, is this move... Not is it what you want to do, but it's more than just a move. It sounds like you do want to go. Maybe you have to go, but then once you're there, I feel like you have a lot of things to prepare for yourself. And anytime there's a move, there's always a lot of things to do on both ends, like from where you are now to where you're going to be. The more grounded you are in what your decisions are for yourself and how you view yourself and what you are willing to receive, whether that's help or just some type of advice or some type of direction or even a helpful travel tip, I don't know. All of those things can show up,
yeah.
But you have to make sense of them for you. And if you don't know where you stand within yourself, it's going to be easy to be swayed by somebody else's fears, perhaps, or or what they think you need to be doing. And if, you know, you have to be honest with yourself. If that's not really the direction you want to take, then it's okay to say thank you. But, you know, I think I'm going to continue to sit on this for a moment and let me decide. So the other side of that sequence is the 2, 1, 7, 2. So 2 now becomes what you connect with outside of who you are. After you've done your work, then the connection you make and the you know, whether it's somebody who's going to be your partner or the job that you're going to be in or whatever you're going to be doing, that's a collaborative effort. And the biggest part that you bring to that is who you are. And if you don't know that, if you don't know what it is that you bring, then again, I feel like a lot of your power will go to somebody else's decisions because you haven't quite made up your mind, or you weren't. Or you can just say, I haven't made up my mind yet, and that's okay. But, you know, I feel like you being strong and knowing your direction will help you once some opportunities come up. Because I think you're going to have some different options, and you have to really look at them and see, not just take the first one that comes along, but look at them and see, is it going to be a good fit for who I say I want to be or who I know I'm capable of becoming. And I think that'll help you, it'll help clear things up for your opportunities. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. So just take care of yourself and breathe.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. And call us back and let us
good
know
luck.
How you're doing. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm glad she called.
Yeah, that's anytime somebody, you know, has to make a decision like that, you know, just like I want to know, like you always want to know. I think if you're going to put the effort into to even considering that move, then obviously it's something that's important. But it can be daunting, you know, and if it's one particular location or maybe just in an industry, like you were kind of picking up on an industry, I don't know. Sometimes we're so afraid to dream, because I think we're kind of wired to feel like, well, what's the worst that could happen? Like we do worst case scenarios so that if something better happens, you're kind of surprised by it.
Right.
But it's a heavy energy, you know, and it kind of limits what your actual opportunities are, or even what it is you want to feel, you know, like, well, how do you want to feel? And like I said, a lot of people, we don't know, like you just want to feel happy, but we don't even know what that feels like half the time. We can't even let it in. Like,
right.
Is that happy? Or is that just relief?
I feel she's going to get there because I saw that it was, she could get there not by plane. So that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. You say another country, you don't think you can get to another country. You think you're going to have to go by plane, but I think there's other ways for her to go. So I think she's going to go. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's
going to be fascinating to find out what's going on.
Well,
all right, one more hand raised here. Let's go to, this is Jay, yeah?
Morning.
Hi, Jay.
Morning.
Birthday girl, right? Birthday girl.
I guess.
Yeah, her birthday was on Thursday. She was celebrating every day.
Every day is my birthday. What day?
Every day is her birthday.
Happy birthday since Thursday.
Yes, it was my my youngest son's graduation, and I also am on a crazy work deadline. I also had relatives that came in from out of town. I mean, it was just like the birthday. It was so funny. I got a email from a friend the day before who said, "Oh, I want to take you out tomorrow for lunch." I'm thinking, why? And I realized, oops. Well, you want to mess with? Oh, not now. But I am excited. I'm going to really celebrate my birthday on September 3rd because I'm going to see the show Hamilton. I am doing that.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am doing that. I have a dear friend that had access, because you really can't get tickets before May 2017, but when you know people, you know people. So I know people. Yeah, so that is going to be exciting. Yeah, and when the brunt of the heaviness, and I loved, Elisa, how you were talking to the other callers, the brunt of the heaviness is subsiding because I was able to check off many things off of a very long list. So all I really have is work and family as opposed to work, family, and 100 million other things. So that actually feels like vacation that I have work and family. That's kind of funny. So that's such a relief. So, Jay, you started the heart module of the yoga, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
all right, so tell us about it.
Well, a little bit of it. It was really interesting. I got to go over my teacher's notes. And what really is really interesting about this module is that the one thing struck me regarding this module, and it's one thing I'll say is that more we come attached to the world of forms, let's say, you know, empathy and all this other stuff, the more I become fixated on the annihilation. As in, and one thing about this module is about the fear of obstruction is about fear of being destroyed.
Wow.
And that actually shows up in the other different elements, which I've been you know, practicing, studying the air elements of earth, fire, and water.
Right.
And they do show up in that, so they could be a part of that too. So. One thing about space, it's about impersonal love. It's about the unified field, connectedness, unity, and totality. And one thing that the space is about, it's about emptiness, and it's about potentiality, unlimited intelligence. So, yeah, it's really, really, it's about complete openness, it's about being all pervasiveness, yeah, and where the subject and object are one, omnipresence, the total of experience. You know, I can encompass everything. What else is there? Some of the obstructions are being oblivious, where space have obscured itself, confusion, dumbness. There's like too much stuff going on.
Oh yeah.
Shock. Is extreme version of it, and what else? Oh, what I am is the wisdom of the space element. So it's
I love that.
It's very, 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 very cool. So
cool.
And what else is it? Oh, what she said is really interesting. What you thought. Dies because it's about impermanence, right? Mm-hmm. So you only have this moment. So the thought you had last moment is like dead.
Mm.
Okay, so it's really interesting about that. I'm just going over my notes.
Interesting. So you know, it's like so if the thoughts die, maybe that's that could be fueling depression. Depression is so prevalent. Maybe people grieving their dead thoughts.
No, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's deep. Oh. Let's, anything comes up, let us know. But in the meantime, let's pull a message for you. That was really great that you shared that with us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Ready when you guys are. Number for this is 812. Oh, wow. As you release, you become lighter. Occasional blurred vision or clumsiness may occur. Smile at the progress you're making. That's so interesting. I'll read it again. Yeah, that's deep. As you release, you become lighter. Occasional blurred vision or clumsiness may occur. Smile at the progress you're making. 812.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. Well, now we have something different. We don't have the seven in the middle of this sequence. It's a one. It's you. And so on the one side of that one is what you're manifesting, the number eight. It's also the power that you already have. So that's what you're working with. And on the other side, this is interesting. I like it because on the other side, you still have this two that's reminding you know, whatever you're manifesting is going to affect other people. You know, it's going to affect, it has an influence. On the people around you, and the people you're choosing to connect with, or the people who just maybe have, you think, haphazardly stumbled across your path, but not so coincidental, because that manifesting is the magnet, right? You know, so whatever's going into you is what is going to also be that. Part of who you are. It's that vibration that everyone's going to be like, oh yeah, I want to know more, or I want to hang out and talk with Jay. So when I look at the number eight, because it's a manifesting number, it's a power number, it's also a very responsible number on that, you know, on a bigger scale. I mean, the number two is also a feeling, a sense of responsibility, but it's on a very personal level. So you get those two numbers together, and I think it's going from left to right. We are responsible, whether we want to be held accountable or not. We are, because you know you have to be responsible for your creations, and how that affects other people. You don't live in a vacuum, but you also have a lot of responsibility on where you want to direct that energy and that focus. So very interesting, and how that ties into the message is, you know, there are things that we're doing in our growth, like in our growth and expansion. We have to. It's like it's part of the cycle. We have to let go and let go of some old stuff. But sometimes it is hard. You know, Jay, I'm sure you can speak on this as far as just all the things you've been doing with the yoga practice, just say in particular. Some of the moments that you've come through, even with this last module, like, you know, like you're still kind of sitting with it. But when something actually does click, and we like using that phrase, it clicked with me, what are you then willing to let go of? Like when something does click and you're in alignment, all the other stuff that's not in alignment does kind of fade away or fall away because you're not focusing on that anymore. You know, you're not, the realignment means even your vision is aligned, right? Very interesting stuff. So maybe that's what, you know, when things click, you get that blurred vision for a moment because it's so different. You know, we talk about the recalibration and I'm being shown, like when you're at the eye doctor and they're sort of like giving you the, is this better? Or is this better? Yeah. How about now? You know, four or five, is that better? So it's like these, it can be even so slight, but you can tell a difference. I go, wow, you know, it's from here to here, and it's night and day in some cases, or the difference between, well, I think it's a Q, it could be an O, I'm not, you know, could, I don't know. The uncertainty is taken away in smaller increments, but sometimes it's such a rush that you're overwhelmed. I like that that last line, smile at the progress you're making. Sometimes we don't view it as progress. We think, oh, something's wrong.
Right. I stubbed my toe. I dropped the glass of milk. I bumped.
Right.
I bumped my head.
Right.
Yeah. I can't see.
Wow. Right. So, you know, we're in panic mode. It's very interesting. Because there are times when you know that it was just something energetic versus, you know, I got something going on health-wise,
right,
I need to look at.
Right.
And I think I may have talked to you, mentioned this on the air. I may have talked to you, you know, with you, Liz. You and I talk all the time, so I can't, you know, I can't remember. But when I was on one of my cruises, I had a dizzy spell. And I wasn't sure what was going on with that, you know.
Yep.
But there's a part of me that knew – I think it's something energetic. I don't think it's like,
yep.
Yeah, it freaked me out because, you know, it wasn't like I was just in my room. I was, you know, I was at, you know, at a meal.
Right, on a boat.
On a boat, a big old ship. It was very strange, but I didn't feel like smiling after that, but it was more like, I did at least was able to distinguish that it wasn't, like,
yeah,
I didn't eat something weird,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But it was an energy that needed to pass through.
Exactly, and for you to have that awareness, you know how many people would have just been airlifted, you know, go to a doc, you know, just the panic that would ensue, and you just knew, like, okay, I have to walk through this. I know I'm okay, and I'll get through it. And you got the support that you needed, because I think we were even in touch remotely somehow when it was all going on.
Yeah, I think I may have just sent you a message of some sort.
Yeah, we were able to message each other, thank goodness. And, we both felt that that's what it was, and it absolutely was, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So that having just being equipped with that extra layer of awareness would save, being panicked would save conventional medical help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a blessing. Well, thank you very much for calling, as always, Jay.
You're very welcome. Have a lovely day. I was, for me, I was out here dancing yoga dance style last night. I just had to go out on a spontaneous talking to people and just having fun dancing, actually. So I was there till 12 or something like that.
Oh, hello.
So it was really, it was a crazy day because I had to get all my, had to actually because I wanted to get all my yoga stuff in there. So, but yeah.
It's getting out
it's
of your comfort
day.
Zone, which is great.
Yeah, it is. So today I'm going to my comfort zone too, and I'm going to be talking to my teacher later tonight and going to a light workers meetup group today where
wonderful.
I live.
Wonderful.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, have fun.
I will. You too.
All right.
Have a good afternoon. So.
Thank you.
And you take care. Thanks for the great messages, as always.
Oh, of course. Our pleasure. All right, honey.
Well,
we will
love
talk
you.
With you soon. Love you. Have a great, fun day today.
You too.
Thanks.
Have a lovely day.
Thanks.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, speaking of today is actually Gay Pride in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And they're,
yeah.
Yep. They're expecting the biggest turnout ever, I think, in the wake of
mm-hmm.
Orlando. And Obama sanctioned Stonewall, which actually I go to the Stonewall all the time because I have a friend who performs there. So it's so funny. Like, I actually went there with a friend of mine, a gay male, and it was the first time that he went to Stonewall. And I'm like, I can't be more gay than you. Like, sit down.
It happens. Come on.
The mother of two. But President Obama actually sanctioned it as a historical place.
Wow.
I think yesterday, yeah. So
that's nice.
And a lot of people are afraid to go because of Orlando, and I'm like, no, that's why we have to go.
Yeah.
And I would have marched today. I was actually I can't. It would have disrupted the show, and it would have disrupted the other 500 things I have to do today. But I was invited to march with a group of mothers against gun violence. Yeah, and I was honored. To be asked to be part of that group. But what I will do in a couple of hours is that I will walk on the side of the parade route just to honor and support my dear loved ones who are here and not here, because I've lost many, many people over the years. So I'm excited to just take in that energy. And I'm not afraid at all.
Right.
I have absolutely no fear. I want to celebrate, and I want to. And that's the way that I'm choosing to raise my vibration. Actually, is to walk alongside the Pride Parade today. So it should be fun. Looking forward to it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget that. I shouldn't forget, but it's it's Pride Month standard, across the world, but because of Stonewall,
It all started with Stonewall. Yep.
It all started there. So I'm very appropriate and very happy that that's being honored the way it is.
Yep.
Because we celebrate ours in October. Like I think I mentioned that before, because it's so crazy hot here and miserable to be out and about and doing parades and basically baking. So
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be really, really, really good today. And I love that the Stonewall, all these years later, is alive and kicking. And, you know, everybody refers to it as a dive bar. They actually keep it really nice, I have to say. Like, it is like a dive bar. But they keep it really nice. I hang out upstairs where they do, like, the acts. I don't really hang out downstairs. Hello. But upstairs, I hang out. Hello. And I've been there. I can't even tell you how many times I've been there. And super comfortable. Next time you come to New York, if my friend's performing, I'll take you, because you just, you know, it's like going to, it's like, now it's like a pilgrimage, you know, to go there.
Yeah, I've never been, you know, I've only been in New York like 2 times
I'll
or whatever, so.
I'll take you. Isn't that funny?
Okay.
The straight girl with the 2 kids will take you, but I will.
You know, you have to be door openers sometimes, it's okay,
You know what, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. All right, we still have another hand raised.
Let's
go to that. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, caller, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Is that me? It's Mimi.
Oh, hi, Mimi. How are you?
Oh, hey, Mimi.
I'm thinking you just want to call and say hello. Good morning to you guys. How are you guys doing?
We're well.
Good.
How are you and how's your mom?
Mom is making progress.
Beautiful. Good.
And she's doing the leg is still a little bit broke, you know. The left leg, but you know she is improving, and then the physio is the best.
Oh,
you know,
great.
This guy is really good, and then she has developed a very, very good rapport with mommy. So now, you know, she is making progress. I'm so glad. I'm so pleased about it. And I hope that, you know, it's going to make progress. And so I just want to see how you guys are doing, and happy summer. I love summer, but now my summer is staying in the hospital. Mm. With mama.
Yeah, and you can also take breaks and come back. So that's up to you.
Yeah, no, I need to be with her, you know, that's one thing. Now, it is not the time, you know, to come back. And I want to bring her back, but I don't think, you know, she can take long hours flight at the moment. You know, because she cannot sit too long. That's the problem.
Mm. Right. But you can also, I just want you to hear me when I say this, you can also take a little time during the day for yourself, and it wouldn't make you a bad daughter or a bad person.
No, you know what, I take my time off, you know, when I'm coming back, I'll do my own thing, and now I'm busy rearranging the apartment, because, you know, I need to organize her.
Get things ready
for her. Possession and her.
Right.
You know, yes, because, you know, her room, she likes to buy things, but she doesn't like to do a lot of arranging things.
Yeah,
so now
you
want to
make it
make
nice. Yeah. And that will shift the energy to a higher vibration. And you need to clear it out. And believe it or not, I actually recommend that you take salt. A little bit of salt and put it into the corners of the room to absorb the negative. And there's a lot of old energy, stuck energy in your apartment.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
S-A-L-T salt? Oh, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, in the corners. Yeah, to absorb that. Also, if you walk into the rooms and you could either clap your hands to have the windows open to ask for that energy to leave. It's not bad energy, it's stuck energy. Do you understand? Or you can, if you don't feel like clapping, you can buy a little bell and you can ring a bell.
Mm.
Okay? And
you know what? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy some new plastic cupboard for her. You know, because
yeah.
the old one just looks
get
a
rid
little
of them.
Bit dark.
Yeah, they're stuck energy, and it's not bad. It's just stuck. But I'm feeling that will you will actually, even for yourself, as you're doing it, you're going to benefit from that.
Yes, I know. And, you know, every day after I came back from the hospital, I would take half an hour to do that. In the morning, I'll do 1 hour. So every day I'll do half an hour.
Yeah, you just
okay?
do it in stages. That's the best way. That's the best way to do it. And little by little, the progress will unfold. So, yeah. But
wow,
I'm not pulling a message for you because that's the message.
Okay.
And give
mm-hmm,
us a call
mm-hmm.
back and let us know how you're doing. But do those things. It's going to lift the energy for you.
All right. Okay. So I'll talk to you guys again. I'll let you know how it goes. All right?
Yes.
Mm.
Definitely. And Elisa, that actually reminds me of something because everything is such a blur. So much has been going on Wednesday. I had acupuncture, and they always check to see, like, how are you, whatever. I said, I'm not good, because I was on 2 days of no sleep and just completely overworked and stretched to capacity to the point that, having borderline panic attacks, which I haven't had in decades, and I just said, you know what, the past 20 years have caught up to me. I'm in trouble. And I said, I don't want to feel any pain. I just need to get through the rest of the day, because I had a lot of stuff still having to do the rest of that day in terms of work and teaching and other stuff I had going on. And they were so gentle and so kind, and they actually gave me an extra 20 minutes to rest on the table. But what's so crazy is, so I'm on that. So I have a few needles in me just for me to get through the day, just to calm me down, and I just really needed to rest. I'm like, don't do anything crazy, because they go full on me. Like, it's very intense. But I'm like, not today. Can't take it today. I said, be nice, because I'm going to hurt somebody. And so they leave, and I'm on the table. I have just a handful of needles in me, and all of a sudden, I felt my body, I can't even describe it. I felt like a weight dropped into my body, as if I had entered my body. And I felt like the table that I was on, I felt like it went down like 6 inches or a foot, like boom. I'm like, okay, I'm glad I'm alone. What's happening? What the hell? And I'm in the dark room, and I'm not panicked, and my eyes are closed. I forgot about this, but you talking about being on the ship reminded me.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my eyes are closed, and then I saw this vision, and this is crazy. And I'm talking not a few, I'm talking hundreds. Hundreds, I saw in my mind's eye, hundreds of entities leaving.
Whoa!
Yes. Now in the 90s, in the early 90s, I used to belong to a healing circle, and there was some shaman who said I had like hundreds and thousands of entities, and I'm like, okay, yeah, right. And I'm like, oh, maybe boyfriend has something.
Ooh.
Hello. Okay, maybe there's something to what boyfriend said to me 100 years ago. I saw them leave. And then at the same time, I felt the angelic realm. So I don't know but that really explains so much of the anxiety and the panic and the how else, you know, my life is so extreme. How else am I going to pay attention? Unless it's hardcore like that. That's how the channeling started. It had to be so hardcore.
Right.
That here we go again. Here we go again.
Wow.
Yeah. But that was insane. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy, but that feeling of just, it was almost like, you know, when you're in an elevator and the elevator gets stuck and it just jolts from one floor to another, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. So
I
don't know what
space.
Happened. Huh?
Well, what it sounds like is that you got back more into your own body, like to make space.
Yes.
You know, it's like letting go, whatever, you know, with acupuncture, there's releasing blocks and things like that, the energy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, to have that be released, whatever all that stuff was, all, you know, beings, entities, whatever.
Girl, I got no idea. I can't even start with that one. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. But it sounds like then that allowed more for you to come back in. You know, like that's
yeah.
Like, okay, now
and
you're,
I got through the
yeah,
day.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, when we do have traumas and things like that, a lot of times we will kind of be out of our bodies just so we don't have to feel it. We don't have to experience it.
Well, that's
it
my problem, right? That's what I
right.
did for 20 plus
so,
years. I just kept going,
right.
going. So now it's like, okay, you can stop now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's really cool.
Yes, and like you on the boat, thank God for the gift of self-awareness.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're on the boat and you're
yeah.
like having that meal and all of a sudden, you know, you have that vertigo, dizzy spell type of thing. I'm on the acupuncture table seeing entities leave my body. Hello. Thank goodness for self-awareness. Like it's still daunting.
Yeah.
It's still frightening, but you know that this is not of the earthly plane and nothing to panic, but something to put on your big girl panties and walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And Lolita had texted me because she said she started doing work with the violet flame, and I started about, I don't know, 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks, I have no idea, I don't remember. And just in a way of, not in an academic sense, I'm too busy, but more in just a sense of awareness where the violet flame is transmutation. The part that they don't tell you is that in order to transmute, it's there's a lot of reconciliation. You have to reconcile with many, many different things. And she texted me to say, oh, my God, I started doing violet flame work when just listening to you on the show. And she said, this is no joke. She had, like, this horrible sore throat. So it also is something to be very prepared for in the sense of, oh, it's not like this magic wand. It's more like
right.
you want to transmute. That's no joke. So it's a
right.
time of self-awareness and transmutation and being grounded and getting back into our bodies. And processing interdimensionally, and then just outside, because outside is just so insane. But that's a blueprint. That's a reflection of where everyone is expressing.
Right.
So it's
right.
it's a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
So
there's but there's so much of that happening. Like I just got a text from my friend that I hung out with last night,
uh-huh.
and you know, she's just like thanking me for spending time, you know, and
uh-huh.
And it was good for me too. It was good for me to be able to do that, and
yeah,
because you know, I was telling her that I said we have a lot of these kinds of conversations, especially recently on our radio show.
Yeah,
so it's not just you. You know, everyone's sort of feeling this. This shift in and we talk about shift, you know, all the time, you know,
right.
but when we're able to talk about it, not just like, yeah, I, you know, I know some people are going through stuff like that, but when we have it happen to ourselves too, and we acknowledge that, it brings it home, you know, it brings it home for us to say, all right, yeah, let's not just, you know, kind of cover it with a blanket. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, I've done that. You know, whatever. It's a much more intimate conversation because there's stuff that happens. There's a lot of emotion. There's heaviness. There's doubt. You know, there's a lot of stuff that happens with that. And when you are moving that stuff around and letting it go, you know, when you fill it back up with something else, you want it, you hope that it's something lighter. You hope that it's something that that is more inspiring. But again, because of what we're so used to, we're like, well, sometimes we don't trust it because we're like, well, is that what I ought to be doing? Is it okay to do that? We say these things sort of as part of a script because we're used to hearing that. Well, is it okay? Is it okay if I do this? Like asking permission, and it's your body, you know, it's your vessel, and we're just not always used to allowing for that. Like it's like having to always dip our toe in the pool just because even though it's the same pool I've seen every day of my life. Is it okay to go in that pool? I don't know. It's like we have to forget every single time we do it. And it gets better. Oh, I hear you. There's Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's been really cool is even, taking stuff from the show and mm-hmm. then everyday conversations from people who don't always have a chance to listen to the show. There's definitely a trajectory and a vibe that we're all going through. And there's comfort in that because we don't all have to go through it the same way we're not going to. But there's comfort in knowing that it's an ongoing thing. And so you don't have to be alone. You know, you can you can talk about stuff that happened on the acupuncture table. And I'm like, wow, that's so cool. Other people are like, I would never take acupuncture ever, or whatever. They can
right.
be afraid until they're not going to be afraid. But
right.
At least, it's there and we've talked about it.
Right.
So.
Crazy.
Whew.
I'm telling you. Wow. That is a deep show.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. I'm probably going to be heading to Charleston early tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Just for a couple of days. One of my, it's more like a friend of a friend, but I've known her, I don't know, for a few years because one of my old, my friend who got married last year in D.C., it's one of her coworkers, but this friend and her, like her husband and her two kids they're finally moving like back out west after being here in Denver in the D.C. area for a number of years. And she's kind of wanting to visit some East Coast cities before they don't have access to do that as easily. So I'm going to meet her in Charleston. She's like, I always wanted to go to Charleston. And so she got in contact with me. She said, well, Lauren, my friend, our mutual friend, I said, you could probably give me some tips or whatever. I'm like, yeah. I said, I would love to play tourist, actually, because she wasn't going to go on a weekend. She was going to go, during the week. And so I said, well, I could probably swing that better than
good for you.
Trying to do something on a weekend. So, yeah, I'll probably be doing the show Tuesday morning from there.
Oh, great. Are you going to be with your parents?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So
perfect.
So I am excited about all that.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, something different.
Yeah.
Get to see some really, really play tourist. We've sort of been talking on Facebook about a few things, and it'll be interesting to see what we come up with.
Oh, I'm sure. That's great. Well, travel safe, and you can update us on Tuesday, and I guess we'll sign off now. So if you need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And in the meantime, remember to follow
the feeling to you.
Thanks for a great show, and everybody have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something.